For our Bible study today, I would like you to turn your Bible, please, to Isaiah chapter 61. Isaiah chapter 61. Let's read the first three verses of Isaiah 61. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He may be glorified. Now, there's no doubt when we read this chapter in Isaiah 61, as well as all of Isaiah, but particularly here, there's no doubt in our mind when we read this scripture that this is referring to the Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord Himself, when He was manifested in the flesh and dwelt among men in Nazareth, He requested that the book of Isaiah be given to Him. And He read this very prophecy from Isaiah 61, and He closed the book before those in the synagogue that day and said, "This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears." Now, this scripture, as well as all the prophets give witness to the Lord Jesus Christ. And they tell us who He is, why He came, and what He accomplished. Now, the Lord Jesus Christ, as the mediator and surety of God's covenant people, came with a weighty responsibility, and a great burden was laid upon Him to accomplish salvation for His people. How is He fit and qualified for such a tremendous and glorious work? Well, this verse tells us, Isaiah 61, verse 1, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me." Now, the Lord Jesus Christ, as God, is eternal, almighty, and powerful. But as a God-man mediator, as God manifest in the flesh, God the Holy Spirit was upon Him without any measure. God Almighty ordained Him, anointed Him as a God-man mediator to be our prophet, priest, and king. God Almighty dwelt in Him gloriously, fully, eternally, to be our mediator, to be the surety of the covenant of God's grace. God ordained and anointed and sent Him to be our sin offering. John the Baptist identified Him as, "Behold, the Lamb of God, the offering of God." He's the Savior of His people. Call His name Jesus. He shall save His people from their sin. And He is the Lord, our righteousness. How is He fit and qualified for such a glorious work to be our mediator, our advocate, our prophet, priest, and king? God anointed and ordained and sent Him for a glorious work to accomplish, given of God. Now, He tells us in these verses what the Lord Jesus was appointed to do. He prayed in John 17, "I've glorified Thee on the earth. I finished the work You gave me to do." Now, it tells us here in this verse and the verses following that the Lord Jesus Christ was sent to preach the gospel. The Lord was ordained and sent of God to be a preacher of the gospel. It says in the text here, "Because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings." No matter where He was or what He was doing, He was always about His Father's business, declaring the message of salvation, preaching the gospel, His own gospel, to the salvation of His people and to the glory of God. He lived the Prince of Preachers. He died and became the message of all preaching. He arose as the victory of all preaching. He lives as the message and power of all preaching. The apostle to the Romans wrote, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation." And He is coming again as the end of all preaching. There won't be a necessity for preaching when He comes again and takes His church home to glory. The Lord has anointed Him to preach the good tidings. Notice the gospel here is called good tidings. That means good news, and it's sent good news to the meek, good tidings to the meek. The Lord was sent to preach the gospel to sinners. The gospel is good news to the needy. The gospel is good news to the guilty. The gospel is good news to the thirsty. Our Lord said in Isaiah 55, "Ho, everyone that's thirsty, come to me." Our Lord plainly said He didn't come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. You see what He's saying there? The Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek, unto the sinners. You see, those who are self-righteous in themselves have no need of a preacher, have no need of salvation in Christ. They have all the answers, and they are their own Savior. So He was sent to preach the gospel. He was sent to us to tell us the truth of how God can be a just God and Savior, how God can be just and the justifier of His people in Christ. So He was sent to be the preacher, to declare the truth of God. Secondly, He was sent to be the healer. Read it in the text. God has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. He was sent to be our healer. And my friend, guilty sinners need healing. He was sent to bind up the brokenhearted. This is what the preaching of the gospel of God's grace accomplishes. How did the Lord Jesus become our healer? Simply by this. You remember what He said in Isaiah 53? Turn over to Isaiah 53 just a minute and read. When it talks about, "Surely He hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem Him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we are healed." He became our healer in that He became our substitute. He died under the weight and judgment of our sin, under the wrath of God. And because He bare the sin of God's people in His body, He takes away all of our sin, all of our diseases, and makes us new creatures in Christ Jesus. He's our healer. He's our preacher to tell us the truth. He's our healer to take away our sin, to take away our diseases, and give us His righteousness. Thirdly, we see in the text He was sent to be the deliverer. The deliverer. To proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. He's the prophet of God to preach to us the truth. He's the priest of God to heal us by His blood atonement. And He's the King sent of God to deliver His people. Now notice what He says, liberty to the captives, opening of the prison to them that are bound. By nature, every sinner is held captive to the law of God, to the judgment of God. We're in the prison house of sin. And we have no way to set ourselves free. We have no way to be set at liberty. This is exactly why the Lord Jesus Christ came, to deliver us. Liberty to the captives. He took our sin, our punishment, and set us free. He redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. And because He took our judgment, He sets us free. Not only that, we have liberty in Christ. He's opened the prison house. He set us free. Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has set us free. He has demanded and decreed and sent deliverance unto His people. He's our preacher. He's our healer. He's our deliverer. You see all the blessings we have given to us in Christ? You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Now here's the fourth blessing we have in Christ. He's not only our preacher, our healer, our deliverer, but my friend, He's our comforter, to comfort all that mourn. Christ not only provides the comfort through His blood atonement and through His glorious righteousness that He gives to His people, but He proclaims comfort to His people as the preacher, but He also applies this comfort. Christ Himself is our comfort. Our Lord, when He went away, told His disciples, when God the Holy Spirit comes, I'll send the Comforter, and when He comes, He'll comfort you. What does God the Holy Spirit use as our comfort? What does He use to comfort? It's Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ. God the Holy Spirit takes the things of Christ and shows them to us and reveals unto us that Christ is our wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. It says in our text that He's the Comforter. He gives us beauty for ashes. Christ takes our death and gives us His beauty. He takes our sin and gives us His righteousness. He takes our death and gives us life. He takes justice, satisfies justice, and gives us mercy. Beauty for ashes. Not only that, the oil of joy for mourning. Grace in our hearts received by believing, trusting, and resting in the Lord Jesus Christ. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. You see the comfort we have in Christ. Instead of being burdened with guilt and heaviness and anguish of soul over sin not atoned for, sin not covered, we have the garment of praise. We've been given the garment of His righteousness. Now, if you have your Bible there, look at Isaiah 61, verse 10. Here's the garment of praise that we have. He's the Lord, our righteousness. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord, for my soul shall be joyful in my God, for He hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with jewels. He is our comforter. He's our comforter. To point unto them that mourn in Zion. Do you need comfort? Look to Christ. To give them beauty for ashes. You need righteousness before God? Look to Christ. He's the Lord, our righteousness. You need joy instead of heaviness? We have the garment of praise instead of the spirit of heaviness in Christ. He is our wisdom, our righteousness, our sanctification and redemption. Lastly, He's the preacher, the healer, the deliverer, the comforter, and He's the planter, that He might be called, or that they might be called, trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He may be glorified. Every believer is the planting of the Lord. The church is God's vineyard, God's orchard, God's garden. Jeremiah 31 said, their soul shall be a watered garden, walled by grace, planted by divine instruction, visited by love, weeded by heavenly discipline, and guarded by divine power, that He might be glorified in all things. And that's what the gospel does. It gives God in Christ and through Christ all the glory. Well, I pray that you would take this scripture in Isaiah 61, verses 1 through 3, and read them again. I pray the Lord will bless it to your heart.